Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. She's wearing this amazing purple jacket.
All
you guys
right.
can see it. So, very cool. How you doing,
Jessica?
It's
my purple members only.
That's what I was thinking. I'm going to need to get one of those.
Yeah.
So anything new in your world, Jessica, since last week?
Just staying busy. I've actually had a couple of book launches that I've helped organize in the last couple of weeks. Very cool. And some workshops that I'm helping organize. So those are new events for me.
Well, yeah. I didn't run into you this weekend at the bars like I did the following weekend.
That was fun. Yeah. We had a mutual friend's birthday
going on. We both had to DD. So.
Did you say May the 4th be with you to Taylor?
Yes, I did. Good. Always. I'm a huge Star Wars geek. So.
Yeah.
But we have a great show today. You've brought together some great guests.
Yeah.
All were at the Alley Awards, so we get to visit with them again, which I'm really excited about. We have Kelly Smink with Amusement Masters, Holland Musio, there I messed up your first name instead of second name, with Balloonacy, and Kathy Taylor with Your Event Solutions. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
So first up, I always love this. We're going to talk with Kelly Smink with Amusement Masters, and I absolutely love your company. I might have a bachelor party, just a test bachelor party, just to try it out. So
I think you might want to come and, you know, sample before you actually experience.
I'm definitely going to do that. I'm definitely going to take you up on that offer. So tell our listeners that don't know about it and weren't listening to the Alley Awards because they're doing something less important, what your company does, Amusement Masters.
Amusement Masters is an interactive game company. So we have the best way to describe it is a traveling Dave and Buster's all over the country.
I absolutely love that. What cool things do you offer? Because you offer things from laser tag, just everything, really. It's better than Dave and Buster's.
It's actually better than Dave and Buster's. We have the sports bars, the pool tables, the arcade games, but we also have a 220-foot mobile zip line, and we have carnival, full-size carnival trailers. We have rides. We also have virtual reality, green screen. We make our own casino tables in-house. So anything that you can think of that's fun is something that we'll carry.
Definitely.
Mechanical bulls and such. Yeah.
We're actually getting a brand new piece in called the log jammer. And so it's like the mechanical bull setup, except it's a log. And the log will spin around and it can go up and down. And people will be on pedestals. And you have to jump over or under the log or it'll knock you over.
That's awesome. It's like one of those game shows.
Wipeout.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
It's like a Wipeout. And then there's also a ripsaw attachment where the log gets removed and it's a semblance of a pedestal in the middle and it's spinning. So you have to jump from one pedestal to the spinning piece to another pedestal to the spinning piece. So,
I love this. Do you guys just have weekend events where I can come pay $20 and just come there and
we might have to do that out? Just for you.
Yeah, you should. Do you have an open house coming up?
We just had one. We usually have another one post-busy season, at the beginning of November.
Okay.
So what's really the most popular kind of thing people get, or is it more than one?
There's lots, and a lot of it depends upon the season. Right now we're coming into the outdoor season, so a lot of rock walls, a lot of carnivals, a lot of inflatables. The zip line, I think it was in 7 different states last month.
Wow.
So and it's getting ready to take another tour beginning of June.
Yeah, you were at the gathering with the zip line, weren't you?
We were.
How was that?
That was great. We really wanted to put it inside the hangar and have people zip line underneath the plane wing, but it would have been a short ride, so we set it up outside so they could get the full 220 feet. Yeah.
So how did you come up with this idea to do this?
It's a very long, twisted, contorted story.
Very twisted thing, but it sounds like something like, I'm a 5-year-old kid. My mom's like, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm going to be Batman. Well, you can't be Batman. What are you going to do? Well, I'm just going to ride rides and sell amusement stuff all day.
No. My background is actually finance. And so one of my accounting clients picked up the phone one day, and I had done his books for a production company. And he picked up the phone one day and said, I'm sick of production. I just want to do games. Incorporate us, sit on the board, give us some seed money, and let's see what happens. And
here we are.
Wow.
Do you guys have any competitions? I've never heard of a company like yours before.
I think we have some local competition, and I think we have some regional competition. But on a nationwide basis, I don't think there's anyone out there that carries what we carry nationwide.
You guys are the people to go to.
Absolutely. At least we hope so.
Have you seen any changes in the industry that is going to help or hurt your company going down the road?
I've always said that if we could get two consistent years in a row, then maybe I could be cautiously optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like this year things are definitely picking up. Seems like there may be a little bit more future bookings, but still a lot of it is very, very last minute.
Definitely. Who's your main clientele? I mean, I bet a lot of people would think it was kids, but adults are all about that.
Our primary client is the corporate client, and mm-hmm. we either go directly with corporate or we work a lot with DMCs, destination management companies throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever partner up with like more serious events and you have the fun stuff, or is it normally more of a relaxed, laid-back kind of thing?
It can be both. Absolutely. You know, you have some people that they're trying to use some interactive games as icebreakers, and sometimes it just takes, like, you know, if you're doing a group of lawyers in a room or
it's like a middle school
engineers
dance.
You know, it takes a while for them to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, have some Definitely. Team building experiences amongst the
team
the staff.
Building maybe yeah. maybe in an open bar. I don't know how that would go.
Yeah, open bars. And you get some open bars and then have them do something like dance heads or karaoke or photography. It really loosens up a little bit.
I have to imagine you have some funny stories involving Amusement Masters and maybe some of the clientele. Is there anything you can share without revealing too much or getting anyone mad at you?
Probably not.
Okay, that's fine. I thought I'd ask. I had to try.
I'm trying to think, but a lot of it is so much in the moment. The thing that I love about this whole industry is you have your regulars that you know you're going to see every year or every couple of years, and they become like family in a way that you know you're getting paid and you know you still have to do a great job for them, but it's almost like a little mini family reunion mm-hmm. when you see them every year.
Definitely.
That's just the fun part.
Definitely. How do you go about finding these clients? Is it word of mouth or?
A lot of our business is referral word of mouth. We do a couple of college trade shows and one annual national trade show. But a lot of it is word of mouth, and a lot of it is referral within associations.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Do you have any events you want to talk about coming up?
We have a good event coming up beginning of January. We're doing the Walmart shareholders event, and we'll be in Arkansas.
Wow.
And we'll have our zip line there. And we've done this event for years, and I've been trying to get the zip line there.
Zip line seems popular.
It's going to be fun. The zip line's there. And then we're doing a couple private events, private corporate events. I don't know if they would want me to say when or where, but it involves the zip line again.
Yes.
And a big event that we have coming up at the end of August is it's in Dallas. It's for TD Jakes. It's he has his big Mega Fest, and this is the Mega Kids. We're doing the entire inside area for the Mega Kids.
Awesome.
TD Jakes.
That is so cool. Do you do any nonprofit events?
Tons. We cure childhood cancer.
Oh, that's awesome.
We completely do the, after the Lawrence Run, we do the entire picnic gratis, just because that's one of our big, big, big charities.
Wow. We always love to hear about that on Meeting Pros. Just all the event people out there are really, really getting into nonprofits and helping out.
Yeah.
And giving back.
And we just signed up with Serve International.
Okay.
So those are our two big companies that we want to take care of this year.
Awesome. Well, I love to hear that. Well, Kelly, how do people reach out and book you guys for Amusement Masters, or when's your next open house?
Well, they can go to www.amusementmasters.com and follow us on Facebook at Amusement Masters. And I'm not sure when the open house is, but if they keep checking those websites, we'll be sure to let everybody know.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Holland Musio with Balloonacy. I absolutely love that name.
Thank you.
The company doesn't have anything to do with balloons, does it?
Oh, just a little.
Just a little. Well, tell us a little bit about it.
We are a almost 30-year-old balloon and floral design company. Actually, the floral part's only about 7 years. But anyway, we do all different size events here in Atlanta, from small birthday parties to giant festivals. And we do all the Georgia Tech home football games. Okay.
So all the balloons on the car and everything that you guys?
Yep. Every time you see the players run out onto the field when they're at Bobby Dodd, they're coming out under balloonacy balloons.
All right. Well, I'm a huge Georgia Tech fan.
Go Ramblin' Wreck. They're our big clients, so we love them very much, the Athletic Association over there.
So, Holland, like Kelly, you have sort of an interesting path to the balloon industry, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I when I first got to Atlanta, I ended up working over at the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra selling tickets. And doing some events for the marketing department. And one of the vendors I inherited when I got the job was a girl who owned Balloonacy, and she did all of our balloons. And we got to be friends after 8 years. And towards the end of that 8 years, I was starting to look for something else, and we were all out here over a pitcher of beer, which causes trouble, we all know. And she said that she and her partner were moving to Florida and they wanted to sell the business. And my husband looked at me and went, huh, well, tell us more. And that was in April. And by July, we had a letter of intent signed and we apprenticed with her for 6 months. And in January, turned in our notice and took over. So that was January of 2005, and it's been a really big adventure ever since.
It sounds like a big adventure.
Yes.
What do you say to people that they look at it and they go, well, it's just balloons. I can blow up balloons, and I can do that myself.
Of course you can, but just think of how much easier it is to let someone else do it. It's really we try and make what we do a little bit different than what you'll buy at your average party store or even when you walk into one of the local grocery stores that carries balloons. It's just we try and give things a little bit more of a flair and just make it a little bit more interesting than just a plain old balloon on ribbon.
What's the most interesting thing you've done with a balloon? Because I'm thinking right now, for my kickoff party for the Atlanta Falcons, having a balloons with Atlanta Falcons in there with our logo, all that kind of stuff.
Honey, we'll make you a big giant Falcon logo. We're talking make you a tunnel with the Falcon on the top. We can do that.
And if I'm my own
party
of
one. But
do
you have the budget for me? That's the other question.
That's the first question.
Exactly.
That's the first question. We can do just about anything. We've made lots of tunnels and walls and different wallscapes with balloons. We've also made a lot of sculptures. One of our hot items right now we're making clowns and other caricatures, if you will, that welcome guests into parties. We've been doing a lot. We go to a lot of educational sessions and learn new tricks of the trade, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and bring those back and show those to our fans here in Atlanta and see how we can make it show how balloons can be really, really cool.
Definitely. Do you guys do anything with having the expert balloon twisters come in and they can make me with a video camera and all that kind of stuff?
I do have some resources here in Atlanta. I can do some pretty basic stuff using
dogs, swords.
Well, no, we could add those long skinny balloons, which you know, those people who do that are called twisters. We're called decorators. There is a
difference.
You're
better. You're higher up.
Well, no, there is just a definite difference in the person who does decorating versus someone who twists.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But we like to add some twisting elements to our decor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helps us with the whole standing out from the crowd, what we like to present to our customers. But we I can do some basic. I can make you a dog. I can make you, a flower. But I do have some resources here in town. When I need something a little bit more, I will call in and we'll work together on designs.
Yeah, I saw a guy make Lady Gaga once out of balloons.
Wow,
it was very interesting.
I have a friend in Raleigh who makes these dolls, and I've been trying to. They look like ballerinas and just everything, and they're fabulous. And that's my goal this year is to learn how to make one and make it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of news going on about different stuff, but smaller news that might affect your industry is I know there's a helium shortage. How does that affect
Absolutely.
Your business at all? I bet everyone, they see that on the news and helium shortage, whatever. But you're like, oh, my God.
I know. Well, it's at the moment we're doing better, but about a year ago it really kind of came to a screeching, oh, my God, wall. The U.S. government controls the flow, literally, of helium that is mined. And helium is a natural gas. It's mined in the same areas where actual natural gas is pulled out of the ground with mm-hmm. other natural gases, and then it's refined. A lot of places, Amarillo, Texas, and Montana are big places. And so they've always kept track of that, but they it was losing money, so they kind of let it go a little crazy a couple mm-hmm. years ago so they yeah. could make money. And then all of a sudden they realized that, oh, more people were using helium, and there's a shortage now because they couldn't keep up with the supply and demand. Because so much of actually the helium that is mined in the United States is sent to Europe, which is so
weird. What do they use it for?
Well, actually, you know, the party industry uses less than 10% of all helium that's pulled out of the ground. The rest of it is used in the medical and automotive industries because it is a non-flammable, a weightless gas, so they can use it for MRI machines. They can do it in those wind tunnel tests, whatever. That's where all the gas is used. So last year, when it came down to getting helium as a party person, they were like, I mean, seriously, we'd have manufacturers tell us, our distributors tell us, I can only get 200 tanks this week, and 199 of them have to go to Piedmont Hospital or have to go to Northside Hospital.
Wow.
We can't get them. I mean, I was very fortunate in that there were a couple of times when I couldn't get helium, but the pricing, our price went up over 60% in a 3-month period.
For a business, that's ridiculous.
Well, try having jobs that you have put together. Like I do a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs, and we book those 6, 8, 10 months in advance. People. Well, if you've already contracted them at a certain price,
you can't.
And then my costs double. I can't go back to the customer and go, oh, by the way, you know that balloon I sold you at X amount? Well, now I need to sell it to you at more.
Well, definitely.
So we had some challenges, and so we've had to go back and totally reprice things because that price is not. It's like automotive fuel; it hasn't gone down.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to just adjust things. And it is difficult to justify why a balloon to us costs X amount where you can get it at Party City or Kroger or whatever for less. But they have –
the design element really goes into it too.
Well, there's that. And then the customers have to realize that at Party City or other boxes, a balloon on ribbon is a loss leader for them. They're not making money there. Their money is the person who's coming in to get the costumes and the plates and the napkins and – all of that. They're not making the money off of the 85-cent balloon.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make money off of that.
Yeah, definitely. That's your whole business.
Yeah. I tried to do my own balloons for an event, and I got these awesome giant balloons, and I ended up having to walk them from the box store that you were just talking about down to the venue because I couldn't get them in my car.
You couldn't get them. I know.
I was like, duh.
I know. I had somebody who called me yesterday who wanted 8 balloons, and I'll just pick them up, and I'm 8 of the 3-footers. Yeah. And
yes.
I was like,
that's exactly
unless you have an empty, you know, cargo van, you can't get 8 in it.
I walked in the store with these tiny little balloons. I'm like, I'm set. I got this.
And then they get filled with balloons, and you're like, oh, that took up a lot more.
They were 3 feet. They were huge.
Yeah.
Very impactful.
They're very impactful. They're big, big, big popular balloons right now. I actually have a request to do a bridal show this weekend that's full of nothing but those.
Yeah.
So it will be that's a big
– Yeah, you're going to have to take multiple trips. Are you going to fill
them
up there?
Well, we'll do them there.
Yeah,
we'll do them
there.
And actually,
makes sense.
And actually at the venue, they want to fill the ceiling, so we're actually hanging them like a lantern
from the
ceiling. We have magic that we can do that with.
Well, talk about a customer engagement, how you engage a customer and all the value you add to these events, because I know there are a lot.
Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of people that they go balloons. You know, this isn't exciting, but we really try and bring, like I said, something different. We dress up our weights. We try and, you know, we just make it a different experience. I don't know. It's hard to exactly tell you everything. but we've been very fortunate in that we've done a lot of networking in the Jewish community here in Atlanta. We do a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs. I would say that right now that it's probably about a good 50% of our business. So that keeps us busy most Fridays and Saturdays from pretty much the school year. And it's been a really great community to be a part of. And it's really fun to get families call us back repeatedly.
That's great.
Definitely.
Yeah.
first, repeat. Second, third, fourth kid. We're doing the fourth child in a family next week, so we're kind of
excited.
That is
great. Well, that just shows how great your business interactions are, that they want to just bring you back.
Right, and it's been fun to get to know people. And then with the advent of Facebook, you know, some of them want to actually become your friend, too, and that's kind of neat because then you become part of the family. And like Kelly said, that's something that is an important part of our business is that family aspect. Of, you know, if I'm doing an event, I know I'm going to call Amusement Masters. I'm going to call Balloonacy and find a way to use them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so.
Don't you do something with floral decoration
yes,
also?
Yes. When I took over the business, I had been doing flowers for friends' weddings and things for the marketing department at the symphony. And I just decided I really wanted to do that more. And so we added it as a division called Flowers by Holland. Obviously, I'm Holland, so, you know, it kind of worked out that way. But I, we've been doing lots of weddings, and we're really focusing on spinning out that division here this year. We've got a new website that's about to be launched, a separate Facebook page, all of that. So it's really a new logo. It's been kind of a branding challenge for us to find the time to do that and keep Balloonacy going and everything else. So we're a real small business. It's just my husband and I full time, and we have other part timers. But hopefully, we're looking in the next year to expand more and ads. We're looking at working with Event Curious and a couple of other industry people, and hopefully get to bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, how do our listeners reach out to you? And
sure, balloonacyatlanta.com is our website. Or flowersbyholland.com. And then we also are on Facebook, both at Facebook Balloonacy Atlanta and then Flowers by Holland.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Well, last and definitely not least, we have Kathy Taylor with Your Event Solutions, or Just Say Yes. I love that little tagline. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous. Tell us a little bit about Your Event Solutions.
Your Event Solution is really a one-stop shop for creating the perfect event. Mm-hmm. We take everything from the beginning stages all the way to the end and really create the perfect event from the right music to the right floral to the right linen to the right lighting. Mm-hmm. So we have all of our inventory is in-house. So instead of contacting five people to create an event, you only have to make one call and we bring everything. So it makes it a lot easier for a guest or a client to do an event and simplify the process a little bit.
Well, I'm sure business people definitely love that right there. They go there, absolutely. I need an event, make it happen. I don't want to go to a million different places.
Absolutely. Clients like it as well as the venue, so they don't have to coordinate their loading dock with 10 trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one truck, one delivery, one time, and it makes it a lot simpler for load-in, especially in some of the venues that have a limited loading dock or a small elevator. As we know, some venues didn't think about load-in, so it makes it a lot easier.
Awesome.
Well, tell us the difference between an event planner and an event designer.
Well, that's a good question. As event designers, we actually clients usually come to us with a vision or an idea of something they want and ask us really to take what's in their head or on a piece of paper and really help them bring it to life. How do we do it?
The magic.
The magic. So event planning is really reaching out to hire someone like an event decor design company such as ours and really hire us to kind of conceptualize. Of course, there are some planners that do full-on planning. We don't actually write agendas or coordinate buses or any of those things. We really focus on, from the moment the guest arrives at the entrance, how do we take them and submerge them into our environment and create that engaging...
Take them to another world.
Take them to another world.
I love it. How did you get into this industry? Yeah, I can tell you're very passionate about it.
I am very passionate. Actually, my dad was a gourmet executive chef, and I grew up in the hotel business.
Okay.
He was President Nixon's private chef. And cook for him in his home, as well as Howard Hughes.
So you ate really well as a kid.
Oh, way too well. So I grew up with a passion for events. When I was younger, I would work Sunday brunch at the hotel, and then my dad started his own catering company. And so my background went into hotels as a director of catering and convention services for hotels for about 15 years. Then I made my way to special event venues, was the director of sales and catering at Turner Field and created the events.
They've always had some good ones.
Absolutely. Created some fabulous weddings, bar bat mitzvahs. And then I was recruited by the Georgia Aquarium to open the aquarium and build their event program there.
And you did a smashing job there also.
Yes, it was quite fun and very passionate project. Worked for Wolfgang Puck Catering and really began to understand the essence of events, as the aquarium was such a huge success and I learned so much and grew so much as an event person. I just decided that if I can make someone else a couple $1 million, maybe I can just create, you know, this gift and turn it in. So I partnered with Linda Bagley, who owned Your Event Solution, and became a partner of the company.
And it sounds like you just added so much to that. I bet it was a game changer.
Absolutely. It definitely was. The company actually has been in business for 20 years.
Wow.
We started off actually as an entertainment company. And then slowly guests just kept asking us to do decor, do a little this. So we then became a full-on event decor and design company. And then once the internet was launched, a lot of guests could find their own entertainment. So they really didn't need us to find them a DJ or so we really focused on event decor. And we had a partner that left the company before I joined. And my focus when I joined the company about 5 years ago was to turn it really into more of a high-end decor and specialty company, and launched a wedding division about 4 years ago. So we actually have two divisions. We have our corporate division, our wedding division, and we also have a casino division. So we own all of our own casino equipment.
I love that
as well. So, which is fun. So,
well, I love the idea of three different divisions, especially because I think people think it all falls into one. And dealing with wedding people is a lot different than business people.
Yeah,
and I think the casino is for I don't know. My cousin just did one with Pace Academy. They had a whole casino set up. So that I know that's a big, really cool thing.
Never a dull moment.
No, never a dull moment.
I know, and a lot of people say, "Well, I did a casino last year. What could we do different this year?" Well, the casino is really the entertainment of the party.
Oh, yeah.
So you can take that casino party and just theme it up, make it a 70s casino. We put our dealers in the big wigs and dress them up in funky clothes and have the music and the lights, and it takes that casino party from last year that was just maybe a Vegas theme and turns it into a funky 70s casino.
And it brings people back to that day. That people love going back in time.
Sure. And that's what we're seeing a lot of trends in is with the economy and the talk of money and bottom lines and companies cutting, what we're seeing is customers coming back to us saying, create an environment. We want to thank our employees. It's been way too long. And let's take it to the next level. Let's create a room that lets them escape for 4 hours, whether it be a 70s theme or a Southern Garden or an aquatic fusion. No matter what it is, it really just kind of helps bring the teams together. So I'm excited to see that corporate America is putting back and giving the employees the parties that they took away five years ago and really really appreciating what they're doing.
I think they realize that these parties have a huge impact. It makes employees feel
morale.
Like, wow, they're giving something back. And that really affects their bottom line and their ROI.
Sure. I mean, you hear all the time where I'm doing the job of four people now that that we had four extra people last year or 3 years ago. So you really want to thank those employees. And the best way to show them and sometimes is giving them that thank you party or an interactive experience with gaming and decor and fun things, just so that they know that they're appreciated. And especially with sales teams, we do a lot of kickoff launches, and that really can have a huge impact on their business. You know, you want to make sure you're taking care of your sales team because they are your
better bread and butter.
Absolutely. And what better way with kicking off a conference with the right look, the right feel, and taking the message of whatever your company's message is for the year and carrying it out throughout your conference.
Definitely.
I would say so. That's very important to keep your staff happy. Yeah. So you, as far as cost savings, what can you offer as far as wow ideas for cost savings?
Well, the last couple of years, a lot of customers have come to us and say, we don't want to look like we're over the top. We don't want to look like we're spending money, but we still want it nice, but we don't want it lavish. So I'm like, okay, you know.
We don't want to spend money.
Right. I'm sure a lot of planners out there know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's giving it the right look, but just enough, but don't push it too much. So what we do is we focus on impact pieces, wow pieces in the room. We focus on a center bar. We build out a huge bar and do a huge focal in the middle of the bar, whether it be a 10-foot wide chandelier with 50 hanging disco balls or custom branding logos throughout the whole bar.
You can add chandeliers to rooms?
Oh, yes.
What? Yeah, I learn something new every episode.
You should see the
Have you not figured out that people can do whatever? I mean, there's enough event people in this town. We can create
I just don't know.
Awesome.
That's why I have Jessica. Yeah. I don't know about this stuff.
It's pretty awesome what everybody can do.
I definitely can dream it up, and then I pass it over to Ops and say, here's the dream now.
Here's the dream. Make it happen.
What was in your head exactly? Exactly. Yeah. So the cost savings comes where when you walk in the room, you're like, wow. But then the centerpieces may be minimal. They may just be floating candles with gems. Mm-hmm. But then around the room, you have focal points with furniture groupings and create these intimate environments where people can be engaged and conversate and begin to network with colleagues. Yeah. So you kind of focus on maybe two or three, and it gives a cost savings because it's just enough to create that environment. And then because we are full-on event decor as well as entertainment, you want to have the right music. So definitely, if the room has a feel of contemporary, modern, then we may play almost like European age jazz fusion music. Like so it gets the right vibe. So the guests feel the decor, they see it, and you're engaging all the senses. That's one thing we do focus on, is engaging all of your senses. You're smelling it, you're seeing it, you're feeling it, you're touching it. So we work closely with catering, making sure that the food ties into what the feel is in the look of the party, that the buffets have a nice look. So the cost savings comes in where when you're hiring a professional event decor design company, we can stretch those dollars. A lot of people decide that they don't need lighting. Lighting is key. We know what to light, what not to light.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you work with event companies, you know, such as Amusement Masters and Balloonacy, you're getting people, this is what we do for a living. Let us make your party wow. You can certainly go to Party City, but it's not going to be the same experience or feel when you hire event professionals.
Well, I tell you from personal experience, lighting is key. Lighting, bad lighting can ruin
every photograph.
My senior prom was lit horribly, and it was terrible.
The lighting helps create the mood, exactly. The mood and the music. And you know, we have an array of entertainers. We bring a lot of entertainers in from Nashville. There's some great entertainment out of Nashville, some bands. We work with out of Las Vegas, some entertainers, and we fly people in from all over the country. You always want to keep your hand on the pulse of what's hot, what's trendy, and throughout the country.
Well, I absolutely love it because everything works together. You go into an event and subconsciously you're just going to be relaxed. Everything works and you can really just let yourself go and go into that other world, really. So.
Absolutely. I've experienced, you know, having worked in venues, I've traveled the world doing some of the most elaborate events. I've worked Super Bowl parties. I've worked World Series. I've worked the Academy Awards Governor's Ball in L.A. So from seeing and experiencing those events, it's just been you take every event in that you see and you can learn, oh, how they did this or how you would do it different. And that's what's great about our industry. It's ever evolving.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. What is your event solutions doing differently, the edge you have on all your competition?
I took the experience from hotels where it's all about service. And we always have someone answering our phone and speaking to our customers that are calling in. You can call me anytime. You can call anybody anytime on their cell phone. We always are going to respond. And I think it starts with service. People are so busy and their jobs have been cut. So if a client can call and say, I have an event next week, because of course everything's last minute,
all the time.
Just make it happen. Now, I think the comfort of them knowing that I'm going to be there, it's going to be on time, and we're going to exceed your expectations is what our customers have learned to expect from our company.
Definitely.
And that's what they love. They love that I can just call you and I just know it's going to be perfect. I don't have to worry. And to them, they can just cross it off their list and move on, and that's what our customers love about us.
I absolutely love that.
Thanks.
Well,
I was going to say, I know that you work quite a bit with Sean O'Keefe. We love him.
We do.
He's so great.
Yeah, he definitely is. We've done some events with him.
Yeah, and you do a lot of events nationally because it sure was hard to get you on the show. So busy.
Absolutely. We did WrestleMania in Miami and we're on Biz Bash for WrestleMania. We did an event in Oahu, Hawaii for a week. And
if you need any help next time you're in town, we're there.
We have a group. Actually, today we have an event in Miami. So we have a team that's been in Miami for 3 days setting up an event at the Fountain Blue, which, of course, is a nice place.
Wow.
So instead of me being there in Florida, I'm actually here. So
you're here.
You know, it's a give and take.
Yeah, it's the right choice. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we do events all over the country. We travel, and people say, well, why would people hire you to travel? Aren't there companies in Texas, of course there are, yeah, but we offer cost savings. They know that it's we understand their vision and what they expect. And when you have that kind of comfortability with a customer and they feel like, you know what, I just know that you're going to make it perfect and I don't want to have to worry about hiring a vendor I've never worked with in New Orleans or Miami. Right. So it makes it easier that they just know it's going to be what level of expectation that they have for their events.
Well, I can imagine when your boss comes to you, we need an event. Okay, all right, I got this. And they just call up Kathy and like, all right, we need an event. It needs to be this. And it's done, and they look great.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, it's just, that's awesome customer relationship.
Definitely. That's what we love. That's what we do.
All right, Kathy, how do people reach out and get in touch with you?
They can find us at www.youreventsolution, not with an S, just youreventsolution.com or on Facebook. And we look forward to hearing from them.
Definitely. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
me. Thank all three of you. You guys, it was delightful.
Yeah,
thank
it was
you.
Great
thank
show.
You.
Jessica, I would like to update your Eventrepreneurs group. How's that going?
Oh, it's great. It's always educational, always something new going on in the group. And it's exciting. I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.